The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Dorf on Sports, and you're listening to the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much going on in the world of sports. I'm Jeff Rich, filling in for the Dorf Man. I got Mike Wilson riding shotgun. The Golden State Warriors, they keep on keeping on. The Cleveland Cavaliers, they keep on keeping on. These Ottawa Senators, who knows? They might be that team that comes out of the East, but the Pittsburgh Penguins can't close against the Washington Capitals. Baseball, the Kentucky Derby. We're having a flashback to 1940. Let me bring in my tag team partner in crime for the day, Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com and the Dorf on Sports radio team. Mike, how are you doing this weekend?
Hey, you know what? This has been a good weekend so far of sports. I'll tell you what, with all the NBA, NHL, the Kentucky Derby, I'm watching that Kentucky Derby yesterday going, I have to go to that. At some point, I have to go to Churchill Downs.
Do you care about the race as much as the pageantry there? I think that's an excuse to pull out the wacky wardrobe that lives within all of us.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I was out to lunch with my wife yesterday, and I said, we're going to go to that. And we're going to get outrageous suits. You're going to have a big floppy hat. We're going to do it up. And the race to me is almost
secondary. Sports variety coming at you for the next 2 hours. Jeff Rich, Mike Wilson, you're listening to Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
And now for the most exciting 2 minutes in sports, the Kentucky Derby. They're in the gate, and they're off in the Kentucky Derby. Classic Empire was bounced around at the start. Always Dreaming was off well toward the inside. And State of Honor is flashing speed too. And Fast and Accurate is sent through on the inside. With the Twin Spires above, the Derby Field races for that crucial first turn. And State of Honor is out to set the pace. Always Dreaming is going to race second and inside. Battle of Midway is up close, racing third. Irish War Cry is on the outside in fourth. Fast and Accurate is down inside fifth in the early going. IRAP is running in sixth. Practical Joke over to the inside to be seventh. Gormley is eighth around the opening turn. Then it's Patch racing in ninth. Untrapped is tenth and toward the inside. Griffin is mid-pack while 11th. Then it's McCracken running along in 12th. Classic Empire is 13th in the early going. Gunnavera is racing 14th to the back stretch run. Tappert is 15th. Looking at Lee is 16th. J-Boy's Echo is 17th. Sonneteer on the outside is second to last. And hence is the early trailer. An intense opening half mile and 46 and 2/5 seconds. 5 furlongs to go in the Kentucky Derby. And Always Dreaming has moved outside of State of Honor and is putting in a bid for the lead with just a half mile to go in the Run for the Roses. Irish War Cry is poised on their outside. And Battle of Midway is right there too, racing fourth and coming on through between horses. Farther back in the field, Gormley started to muster up a rally. Practical Joke goes by Fast and Accurate. McCracken's been released on the outside, and he's flying past horses up to be fourth on the far outside. Classic Empire is following him as they round the far turn in the 143rd Kentucky Derby. Always Dreaming is the leader. Battle of Midway fights on between horses. Irish War Cry is there on the outside. McCracken swings wide. Classic Empire does too. And looking at Lee, cut the corner off the turn. They're racing for the final furlong. Always Dreaming digging down deep on a two-length lead. Looking at Lee wanders off the rail. Now with three lengths to make up and a 16th to go. But Always Dreaming is digging down. And Always Dreaming is holding on. Looking at Lee can't catch Always Dreaming, who's the 143rd winner of the Kentucky Derby. Looking at Lee was second. Battle of Midway was third. Classic Empire, Practical Joke, and Taprit in a photo for fourth, fifth, and sixth.
Can't get enough of it. Welcome back, everyone. It is Dorf on Sports. I'm Jeff Rich, filling in for the Dorf Man. I got Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com and the Dorf on Sports radio team running side by side with me this weekend. So we're going to get into it. First of all, did you watch the Kentucky Derby?
I did. It's probably the only horse race that I ever watch. Like even the other two, the Belmont and the Preakness, I pay maybe half attention, but the Kentucky Derby has some history with it. It's the first one, the Triple Crown, and like you said earlier, just the pageantry of it, the crazy suits, the celebs, the big hats, all that kind of stuff. It just intrigues me. And like I said earlier, that's why I want to go.
Mike Wilson,
to experience
Mike
something
Wilson,
like that.
Have you ever partaken in the drinking of the mint and julep?
I have not.
And neither have I. I would look for, we should take a Dorf on Sports radio field trip up to Louisville, Kentucky, the first Saturday in May, perhaps in 2018, and take all of that in. I've been to the city of Louisville or Louisville, however you want to pronounce it, and I've seen Churchill Downs. Actually, the day before they run the Oaks. They run the Oaks on Friday, and that's kind of the way that they service their regular customers with the big weekend, because tickets are are just outrageously priced. I think that, you know, one of my, I've got a friend that lives up there that actually goes to the other two legs because he's like hotel and betting. I'm still saving money rather than going to this horse race in my backyard, but it is the sports. It is that sport's greatest commercial. And it's perhaps the event that sells the entire sport better than anything else. You know, I mean, like football sells itself, but you know, all the big sports sell themselves. And we always, you know, we had a dog track here in Phoenix, Arizona, down by the airport over by 44th Street in Washington. And we always said, you know, it's really tough if, you know, unless you just bet on the Greyhounds all the time, that there's no big event. There's no Kentucky Derby of Greyhound racing or dog racing that really reminds people of the sport. And let me tell you, you know, if you're listening in Phoenix, Arizona, really, if you're listening anywhere in the country, you've got a track that you could go to. There's about 75 tracks in this country that you could bet on from any location. And whether it's Turf Paradise here in North Phoenix, Arizona, Philadelphia Park, there's California tracks. They run mules in California. If you enjoy watching the sport for 2.5 minutes a year, maybe you'll enjoy watching it a couple days and getting out and actually betting on the ponies.
Yeah, you know, growing up back in Oregon, you know, back in Portland, they have, I'm not sure if it's there anymore, but they had a track called Portland Meadows where you could go watch the dogs. I believe they also run the horses and stuff. And it was, if I remember right, it was pretty popular still. And so I don't know if that's where I got my interest in the Kentucky Derby or not. But yeah, I mean, it would just be a great event to go to. And for me, it's, you know, it's a life thing where it's about experiences and not things. And so a Dorf on Sports roadie to Louisville, I think we need to plan it. I'm in.
You know? That would be the good spring road trip. I think that we'd have to do like a college football weekend, you know, where we can catch a game on Friday and drive to a game on Saturday, or, you know, maybe at the beginning, you know, that Labor Day weekend. You know, I went to 3 college football games last Labor Day weekend, you know, driving up I-25, you know, it's kind of a Mountain West road trip, if you will. So, but we go all around it, man. You know, I've been up to Turf Paradise right before, right before we went on the air with our daily show, which started on April 17th. You know, my wife and I went up and watched ostriches and camels and zebras run in addition to the regular card of horses up there at Turf Paradise. And it's a really cool experience here in Phoenix because they have the grass track on the inside and then they have the dirt track and they do some sprints and they do some, some full track races, which are just insane. After you watch these horses run the sprints, it's almost like watching the difference between watching the 100 in track and the 800. Where they run 2 laps around the track. It's just that much of a difference in the way that the race flows. So it's really cool. Did you watch any of Canelo Alvarez, who continues to impress in those middleweight divisions in boxing?
No, I didn't buy the fight, much to the chagrin of my wife, who is a huge boxing fan. But I did catch it. There were some people on Facebook Live that were putting up the fight. So I watched I think it was round 6 through 9. And it was Canelo. I mean, I went in that fight going, Canelo's going to drop him or Canelo's just going to win the fight. Cause Canelo is just so much more technically sound than Chavez. I mean, Chavez is just, he's not what his dad was.
But he's a brick, you know what house.
That's true. No, that is true.
I mean, he's just built so well. He almost looks like the prototype that you would build if you needed to create a Latin Ivan Drago.
Yeah, no, he does have the height and he does have reach. But Canelo is, I mean, Canelo in his own right is a brick house. I mean, that guy's built like a middle linebacker. And it was Canelo could throw his jab. He could throw a hook anytime he wanted to. He'd get in close. And there are even times where it looked like Chavez or Canelo, excuse me, was just letting Chavez come to him and letting him hit him just to kind of engage him. Cause towards about the 7th, 8th round, you could tell Chavez was starting to get a little frustrated and a little down. Because he just wasn't landing anything. Canelo is just so much more quicker, better footwork, and he could throw any punch he wanted to at any time last night. So I wasn't surprised that it went to distance. but I also wasn't surprised that Canelo won in a unanimous decision.
Are you looking forward to Triple G, Gennady Golovkin, taking on Canelo Alvarez? I think that I anticipate that a lot more than Floyd fighting Conor McGregor.
Oh, my God. I've been waiting. My wife and I have been waiting for the Canelo Triple G fight to happen for like a year and a half now.
All right, man. Good stuff on the fight from Mike Wilson, PacificTakes.com, and the Dorf on Sports radio team. I am Jeff Rich, filling in for the Dorf Man. You're listening to Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
It all hang out. She's a bread house. I like lady stack, that's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back. Ow, she's a bread house. Well, put together, everybody knows this is how the story goes.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Green finds Curry. Open three. Puts it in. Curry, another three. Got it. Boosler for 10, and Curry. Oh, my goodness. From about 5 feet beyond the arc. Bogut with the block. Green back to Curry. Bang. Curry again. Back out Curry. Curry for three. It's good.
What the hell's going on out here?
What the heck is going on out here? Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I am Jeff Rich. We gave Andy Dorf the day off, so my teammate on the Dorf on Sports radio team, Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com, Celtics fan, all-around guy in the know about sports, and I didn't know this about you until I heard you live on the NBC affiliate here in Phoenix the other day, is that when you get a little fire lit under your rear end, you really bring it to the radio program, brother.
I do. Like, you know, and when when Dorf was talking about the whole hard pick and dirty player that Olenek supposedly is, you know, I got to defend my guys. They're my Celtics. I'm going to go down with the ship or, you know, root them on to the finals or whatever. But yeah, when I find something I'm passionate about, I'm going to let you know. And, if you don't like it, so be it.
So that would have been the Cinco de Mayo edition of Dorf on Sports. If anybody wants to go back, dorfonsportsradio.com, dorfshow.co. We archive all of our shows there. We started writing blogs, but here I am speaking French because you've got two up, in the time that I still haven't put any up in the last couple of weeks. So really good stuff from you, by the way, Mike, about ASU's mediocrity, the hazing incident at Hamilton High School.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's a school here. That's not just some school. It's always on the map in the state playoffs. They put plenty of kids into Division I schools. I believe they've got a couple of kids in the NFL, if not the NBA as well. So, this is a big school. This is, I want to respect the academics because I know nothing about it. I don't have children. I don't really take large interest in what's going on with the school districts and the levies and things like that and who rates where among, the schools. But at least from a sports perspective, Chandler Hamilton High School is one of those schools that's always a powerhouse, at least in football. And I see them, I see kids really losing their lives. And if they're committing the crimes that they're being accused of, and if it's to the letter of the law, sexual assault, on a teammate, that's just way too far. I think that I commented on your article on dorfonsportsradio.com about the hazing incident that, I played high school football. I wasn't very good, but I played high school football. I played football all the way up. So I know the bottom end of it, being a newbie to the team. And I know being on the senior end of the team, whether that's, a year older or 3 years older, being seniors versus freshmen. And I've never experienced the hazing. The hazing was always go get a leaf off that tree that's 4 football fields away. The hazing sophomores
carry my pads.
Carry the pads to the bus and seniors, seniors walk free. Seniors can get on the bus and relax after practice and that kind of thing. And after the games as well. And now we've got kids being taped to the duct taped to the goalpost. If not worse, duct taped naked in the locker room. And that's, those are crimes and you can't do that. I was in the Marine Corps and I didn't go through that kind of thing at boot camp at Parris Island with the United States Marine Corps. I was a few years after the Full Metal Jacket era and really a full decade after that movie even came out. So, the Code Red thing, was featured in A Few Good Men. I don't think that happened by the end of the 90s, let alone into the late 20-teens here.
Yeah, no. And, where I went to high school in Westland, Oregon, little shout out there, there was nothing like this. I mean, the hazing, if you want to call it, is exactly what you're talking about. It was, and I didn't play football, but, I played sports in high school and it was like, carry the balls, get the ball bag or carry the pads probably with the football team and those kind of things. And it wasn't anywhere close to assaulting a younger player in the program. I mean, that wasn't even a thought. And I don't know where this kid or society has lost it in terms of thinking that this is okay. And I even wrote in the article that the coaching, the way the locker rooms are designed, the coaches' offices are not even within earshot or eyesight of the room. There's no vision in that. And one of the other things I said was, I'm 17, 18 years old. They're still immature kids. They're still, their brain is still maturing. They don't, I mean, they should know what's right and wrong. But it is imperative on the coaches. And I, you know, I've coached quite a long time, and there was always somebody watching over the kids and keeping, our offices were within eyesight, and earshot of the locker room. So I don't, you know, whoever designed that was just a moron, in terms of keeping things safe, keeping the kids safe. And right now at Hamilton, they got a big mess on their hands, because, you know, one, obviously you blame the kid who perpetrated, or the kids that perpetrated the crime, supposedly, allegedly. But I also put some blame on the coaches.
Lack of institutional control is what we would call it if this was a university, if this was an incident that was happening at a university. Obviously, the variables are different, because at a university you're dealing with adults. Here you're dealing with children, and I think that the children being children, you know what I mean, there's a 17-year-old being tried as an adult here, so they believe that these young people have the head on their shoulders to know the difference between right and wrong, and that's really the difference between, in our justice system, between being recognized as a juvenile or being tried as an adult, even though you are under the age of 18.
Yes.
I'm guilty of giving the benefit of the doubt way too often. And I would think at that level, you know, when you have 17 and 18 year old leaders, you know, so to speak, in that locker room, that really, when you're a team, you want the guys on the field to be the voices that people respect. So you try to get, you give a lot of latitude to your student leaders, but at the same time, you've got to kind of swallow the pill that they are still, it's the most immature level of adulthood that there is, 18 years old.
Yes. Yes. They are certainly immature. I mean, I've, you know, working in the high schools here in the Phoenix area, specifically at Mesa High, you see immature stuff every day, every hour of every day. And you see it, you know, I've seen it in the locker rooms, not to the extent of what happened, supposedly has happened at Hamilton High. But, you know, you put the kibosh on it. You step on their toes a little bit, and you're trying to teach these guys, these football players, what it is like to be an adult. What are you supposed to be as a man? And this kind of stuff, I don't know. You have a 17-year-old kid just thinking in his head that this is okay. And I just wonder where in any sort of, normalcy is this okay? And it's not. And to think that it's okay, I just sit there and I just wonder what his parents are like. I mean, is it a home thing? Is he growing up in a home that's just broken as you know what? And you have to maybe
not always, not always, Mike. Yeah. Very, very important topic, being discussed here on the Dorfman Sports Radio program. We have hazing that has turned criminal at one of our high schools here in Chandler, Arizona. We'll keep it going. We've got we had an NBA game yesterday. On Saturday, rather. We had the Warriors and the Jazz, and it looked like a really good game, and then it just kind of looked like it fell apart. Golden State figures themselves out in the end. It ends up not being a single-digit game like you thought it would have been. It just looked like the Jazz ran out of good fortune with their shooting. Golden State just, you have to play perfect to beat them, and they have to have a bad night while you're playing perfect. And they had a bad night. I would say the Warriors were about a 7 on a 10, at least relative to the terms of of the way that they play. And the Jazz just didn't have it in them. It's really hard to see either of the favorites. I can't say the one seeds because your Boston Celtics are a one seed in these, but either of the perennial favorites losing in the second round. But we'll see how that plays out on Sunday.
Yeah, no, and you're exactly right. To beat the Warriors, you have to play perfect basketball, and they have to have just a horrid night. They can't be hitting threes. It's all sorts of stuff. But if the Jazz were going to get a game, last night was the game that they were going to get. Now it's thanks for coming. We'll, you know, get your golf clubs out and we'll see you next season.
We'll get into that more in hour number two, coming up against it. Hey, when we get back, you are at Pigskin Opinion on Twitter. I'm at by Jeff Rich. The show is at Dorf Online. But when we get back, since you are Pigskin Opinion, let's talk a little bit football, because I haven't talked to you about football in a very long time.
I can always talk football. I mean, football's football, baby. I mean, it's all good. I mean, do you want to talk college? You want to talk pros? You want to talk a little bit of everything?
We might go all around it. Stay tuned, everybody. It is Dorf on Sports. I am Jeff Rich, filling in for the Dorf Man. We've got Mike Wilson from Pacific Takes. Keep it close, everyone. It's Dorf on Sports, and you are listening to the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
To the players, reality is one against one, move and counter-move, helmet to helmet. Nowhere is this conflict more evident than at the fringe of battle where the receiver and cornerback match glares. Here, cunning and speed determine the victor. One-on-one, the battle where the loser bleeds alone on an open field.
And welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich taking you through, filling in for Andy Dorf today. Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com, where they cover the Pac-12 in both basketball and football, probably whatever else is really relevant in the news cycle with the conference and the Pacific time zone. And his Twitter handle is at Pigskin Opinion. And so we're going to talk a little pigskin here. And we'll see. Yeah, it is the first weekend in May. The Kentucky Derby just ran. We are as close to the apex of the NFL offseason, or the lowest point in the valley of the offseason, depending on how you want to look at it. But I want to talk some football with you. I can't get dwarfs to talk football with me during the springtime. I think that we bring up the draft, we bring up the free agents. Everybody's supposed to go to the Green Bay Packers, and the Green Bay Packers should get every great player. Not that he cares about the draft. I care about the draft a little bit more, but I think that I'm recovering a little bit. I think that I'm becoming a more social draft watcher, or a moderate draft watcher, rather than a draftaholic.
Yeah, no, and like he said, everybody's supposed to go to the Green Bay Packers, and they're supposed to sign everybody, but they typically don't. They kind of do their own thing out there.
Reggie White, riding the free agency laurels of Reggie. You know, and they've made some savvy moves. You know, they bring James Jones back. I think that definitely took some pressure off number 12 trying to find Jordy Nelson. But the NFL draft, you take interest, and this is interesting to me because I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, and I grew up within 25 minutes of where, my hometown teams played. So it was very difficult not to just default to the home team. But you root for a team out of Western Pennsylvania, do you not?
I am a Dolphin fan since birth, but my wife has done a tremendous job of converting me to at least be a Steeler fan. So to keep the household and keep the wife happy, I do root for the Steelers. And I was so impressed. I don't know if impressed is the word, but I was very happy that they took Juju Smith. I think that is the perfect place for that kid to learn how to be a pro, learn the game, because whatever they do in Pittsburgh, one thing they do well is bring up these receivers and coach them up to be great receivers. And Juju, to me, having seen him play live a couple of times, besides having that just breakout speed, he has everything else you want as a receiver. I mean, to me, he has all pro written all over him in the next couple of years.
Now, we've talked about it with basketball. We've talked about how guys like Draymond Green on the Golden State Warriors, that they, he's more of a product of his environment. He's probably a good player elsewhere, but not quite the Swiss Army knife that he is. I think the Kawhi Leonard, I look at the Tristan Thompson, Kyrie Irving draft, and I said, we could have, Cleveland could have had their three in Kawhi Leonard, but he's a different player coming through the tutelage of Greg Popovich rather than riding it out with Byron Scott, and then, the butterfly effect. So who knows what happens after that if he goes four to Cleveland in that 2011 draft. So let me ask you about the intersection of your rooting interest then. A guy named Mike Wallace, who was a really good, probably a number one at some point over Antonio Brown before Brown matured into that number one receiver in Pittsburgh. He goes to the Miami Dolphins, and results not quite the same down there.
No, I think, and I want to say now, I have nothing to base this on, but, he got paid. When he went to Miami, he made some serious dough, and I'm not sure if he just kind of took the money and said, okay, this is as good as it gets. I'm going to collect my check and cash the check. But there's also something, and this as well, Jeff, that it depends on the system that the team is running for the receiver or any other back, skill player, whatever it is, to be successful. And I'm not sure that, they had the quarterback to hook up with Wallace as much as he wanted. But I don't know. And that's a tough thing for me to come to grips with, because I was excited when Wallace, he came to Miami. I'm like thinking deep balls, deep seam routes. I'm like, sweet. And this guy has speed to burn. So I don't know what exactly went wrong in Miami with him. But it happens. He's not the only player that's gone somewhere and signed somewhere else, and it just hasn't worked out. So, you know, we'll see. I believe he's up in Minnesota now, isn't he? Is that where he's a Viking?
Yeah, I think that's right. And, you know, Kenny Stills is your home run threat at this point, is not? You know, I don't know how well that speaks, but I don't know that Ryan Tannehill necessarily deserves, you know, a much better supporting cast given what he, you know, given what the expectations that they use, taking, you know, using such a high pick on him, and the return on investment just, it doesn't seem to be there. It doesn't seem
it's
to be there with
there.
With, you know, another team in Florida and Blake Bortles. So, you know, they're going to go with Leonard Fournette, and, you know, they're going to try to run the football. What do you think of the situation that Jacksonville has on their hands there?
Jacksonville as an organization and a team is just a big cluster right now. Like there is nothing going right for them. And Bortles, I had high hopes for Bortles. I mean, because his rookie year, okay, you can pin it up to be him being a rookie and struggling, but he showed glimpses of being a fairly capable, decent quarterback at the pro level. And now it just looks like it's just gone south on him.
All right.
As well as much as anything else in that organization. What do you think about your Browns?
I was just going to get to that. You know, I want to ask you one more thing about the Steelers, then we can go across the division here. TJ Watt, if you go into the, if you're a Steeler fan, you go in there with the expectations that he's going to give you the same type of game as JJ Watt. How mistaken are you?
That's a good question. What do you think? I mean,
I think I've seen some Big Ten players go to Pittsburgh and just not be NFL football players. I really have to believe that defensive staff, they're going to get Butler is the DC there. You know, they're going to get everything out of their players. When I see a guy like, you know, I've seen the success stories. I follow Ohio State pretty closely. So Cam Hayward and Ryan Shazier have worked out, Thaddeus Gibson, who, you know, everybody from Cleveland thought was going to be this great NFL player, just kind of flamed out, and he didn't even last a season there. So, Pittsburgh doesn't always hit home, you know, successful of an organization as they are, they don't always hit home runs throughout the draft. I think that TJ is going to be a good complement to that defense. I think that it's going to rely a lot on that secondary being whole. And I don't know their secondary is whole at this point. I'm interested in that pick in Joshua Dobbs at the end of the, in the later rounds too, because can they build him into a smarter player? And basically you don't have that. I think he's an upgrade from Landry Jones, but I think that's a smooth transition. If you can get that big body, that great athlete in there when number seven's ready to hang it up, I think that could be something that could quietly work. Like, you know, I don't want to use Brady at 199 because that's such an unfair comparison to everyone. But I really like the idea of that big body. You know, I don't like the idea of the Steelers winning at all. But, you know, I like the idea of that big body as just a football guy.
Yeah. No. And to tell you the truth, I did like the pick with Dobbs. I did like that. He's a big body. He has a good arm. And now it's just like you said, anything to me is a upgrade from Landry Jones. Like he's a deer in headlights to me when he gets out there. But here's, you know, the thing with Pittsburgh, to me, it seems they got to tighten up that ship a little bit, because there are games that they lose that they should absolutely win. They had the whole Antonio Brown Facebook Live in there in the locker room after a big win. That coach there, Tomlin, he has to, I don't know if he's too much of a player's coach, because, you know, he's out there high-fiving, bumping chests, you know, all that. But there's something that needs to be tightened up just a little bit to kind of right that ship a little bit. And most teams would be like, right that ship. Like, what are you talking about? That, you know, we'd love to be what the Steelers are, but for the
I've got one more Steelers thing, but I'm going to hold it off until the final segment of the hour here. We are going to move on to the Browns, more so the top of the draft. I mean, you know, sure. Was there any way that a team could pass on Myles Garrett with the number one overall pick in this draft?
No.
Okay, so he's that much better than certainly Mitch Trubisky, you know, and different, you know, apples and oranges, obviously. But as a football player, as a sure thing, I mean, more of a sure thing than a guy like Solomon Thomas or Jamal Adams or did I say Jonathan Allen, Derek Barnett? I think that there are a lot of players that seem like they could be close with Garrett. So I was really, I didn't really think the Browns would waver from chalk there. So number two, Chicago surprises everybody, trades up, and not for the guy that San Francisco thought they were trading up for.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and you and I both know with the draft, there's no such thing as a sure thing. But Garrett was about as close as you're going to get with this draft. So I was happy to see the Browns not overthink it and not take him. Now, the whole Trubisky thing, I don't understand the fascination with this kid being a number two pick. I was just like, okay, Chicago, good luck with that. Because to me, he just doesn't have enough starts to warrant a number two pick. I mean, I get that he has measurables. He's big, he's in college for the 12 games or 13 games that he started. He was a pretty accurate thrower, but beyond that, we don't have much on him. So the whole Trubisky thing, I'm still in a little bit of shock, about that. I do like what the Niners did. They traded and they fleeced Chicago and they just got picks and they got players. They got Foster down at 31 when he could have been a top, they could have got him at three if they wanted to, but they saved some money and got him at the bottom of the first round. I'll tell you what, a lot of the DBs that went, this was a strong DB cornerback, class. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I definitely thought so. I mean, they were all over the top 20. Three guys from Ohio State, even one guy that was kind of, had some criminal charges circulating around him. I think that's something else. And that guy goes to the Oakland Raiders, in a vacuum, I would say, surprise, surprise. But yeah. This kid did all after the charges or the rumors started circulating, he did all the right things. He submitted to the DNA test. He cooperated with Cleveland police and Kerryon Conley. Congratulations on reaching the NFL. It's another Cleveland guy. I have a soft spot for Trubisky because he grew up right down the street from where I grew up. He grew up in Mentor, Ohio. I grew up in Willoughby, Ohio. And speaking of Willoughby, Willoughby South Rebels put their first player in the NFL in ages. One Kareem Hunt coming out of the University of Toledo. He's going to play running back, maybe behind Pat Mahomes in the future, but certainly behind Alex Smith in the present.
Yeah, I mean, here's my question, Jeff, for you. How does Deshaun Watson go below Trubisky and Mahomes? I mean, how does that happen?
I think it's the interceptions. I feel that a guy like Deshaun Kizer, he's got some physical problems that you might not be able to correct by teaching. I think that Deshaun Watson, time in the film room, making it a full-time job. I've noticed with this radio thing that if I could do it full-time, if I had 40 hours a week that I could just dedicate to being on the radio and building a good radio program, I would be better. So once football becomes a full-time job for Deshaun Watson, I think that they're going to fix it. And I think Bill O'Brien's a good guy to do that.
Yeah, no, I think as well. I think that as well. I mean, going to Houston, I mean, if you're Deshaun, I mean, that's Christmas come early for you there, and not having to, go to some lower rung team. I think Trubisky's going to struggle in Chicago just because Chicago doesn't have much.
Well, he's going to have some time. He's got a grace period because they've got Glenn in there, which is certainly eyebrow raising, but it also kind of makes sense if you believe that Trubisky needs time to learn, maybe 2-3 years to learn, and comes in year 4 or 5, and it's not fair to compare everyone to Rodgers, but that's how it happened. So,
yeah. Let me ask you this. What do you think about the Chiefs trading up? Will they trade up like 17 or 18 spots to take Mahomes? What was your thought there?
It's interesting. Maybe Andy Reid knows something that we don't. I mean, the potential is definitely there. I think that you have to respect the bloodlines. I mean, the bloodlines, bloodlines gave us two cars in the NFL. Bloodlines have given us plenty of Matthews, and there's no reason that bloodlines can't give us Mahomes across two professional sports, across two generations. All right, I hear the music. That means we got to get out of here. One final segment coming up. It's Mike Wilson and Jeff Rich filling in for the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and you are listening to the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rodgers in the shotgun takes the snap. Has some time initially. Buy more time. Wings the end zone.
Yes!
Touchdown!
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of the hour. Man, it just flew by, didn't it, Mike?
Oh, time. Hey, when you're having fun, time always flies, man. This is good stuff.
All right, let me give you a topic. You know, we don't have a lot of time, so you know, this is kind of just one of those throwaway topics, but I want to get your take anyway. Ownership, how much does it matter? What do the Pittsburgh Steelers do in the wake of the passing of Dan Rooney?
I think they just keep on keeping on. I mean, I'm sure there's a succession in line, so, you know, hey, just keep on keeping on.
Man, we had boxing. We had horse racing. We talked basketball. We talked football. We talked about a difficult subject in our own backyard here, hazing at the high school level. But we got plenty more coming up in hour two. You're listening to Jeff Rich, Mike Wilson. It's Dorf on Sports, and you are listening to the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
USA Radio News.
with Tammy Rose.
This is a different and, we believe, a better way to cover individuals with pre-existing illnesses and injuries.
Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price is making the rounds on talk shows and defending the newly House-passed health overhaul bill.
The president is fulfilling his promise to the American people, and that is to make certain that every single American has access to the kind of coverage that they want for themselves and for their family, not that the government forces them to buy.
Asked about opposition from health organizations and various groups, Price tells NBC's Meet the Press the administration and the GOP feel the bill is a better way of covering individuals with pre-existing conditions or injuries. Four people are dead after a crash Sunday morning involving a car and a Chicago Transit Authority. Officials said the pin-in crash happened just before 6 a.m. in the Garfield Park neighborhood on the city's west side. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
Officials are conducting the second largest bomb defusing effort since World War II after tens of thousands of people were evacuated from a German town. More than 50,000 people were forced to evacuate from the city of Hanover Saturday after five unexploded World War II-era bombs were found. Up to 13 bombs were scheduled to be removed. The bombs were believed to have been among more than 260,000 dropped by Allied forces on October 9, 1943. Ohio Governor John Kasich is no fan of the health care overhaul bill recently passed by the U.S. House.
The whole problem with what we're debating today is not just insurance coverage, because that's what we're talking about. What we're not talking about are the things that need to be done to lower the cost of medicine.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Kasich blasted the bill as not doing enough. He says the bill doesn't have adequate funding, and he's hoping the Senate will craft a better health care bill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
A Mississippi development project has been slowed by an unusual issue, as USA's Chris Barnes explains.
They say as many as 7,000 bodies may be buried on the campus of the University of Mississippi Medical Center, as reports are the bodies were those of people who died in the state's original insane asylum that was built in the 19th century. The school wants to develop that land, about 20 acres, but exhuming the bodies could cost as much as $21 million. The asylum operated from 1855 until it relocated to Whitfield in 1935, and the school's already found over 1,000 coffins in recent years while building a road in a parking garage.
Chicken sausage products that may contain bits of plastic are being recalled by Purdue Foods. Richard Jordan has more.
The USDA says three people have complained about finding blue plastic pieces in sausage links sold at BJ's Wholesale Club stores in the Northeast. The recalled product is Purdue Harvestland Organic Italian Chicken Sausage with the code 64405 and sell-by date of June 25th. A company executive says the source of the plastic came from a pair of safety goggles that was accidentally added into raw materials. People who bought the chicken are urged to throw it away or return it to the store where they bought it. There are no reports of injuries from eating the product.
For more news making headlines across the country, go to westernjournalism.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rowe.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Welcome to the show, everyone. You are listening to Dorf on Sports. I'm Jeff Rich, filling in for Andy Dorf this weekend, his first weekend in May. I've got Mike Wilson riding shotgun with me. Plenty of radioactivity coming your way over the next hour. We had a big fight on the mat on Saturday night. We had the Golden State Warriors. They go up 3-0. Cleveland Cavaliers are up 3-0. Second round progressing in the NHL and the NBA. And let's bring back from PacificTakes.com and the Dorf on Sports Radio team, Mike Wilson. What's going on this morning?
Hey, nothing. And I just, before we get started, I just want to give a little shout out to, I got a bunch of family members in Astoria, Oregon that are enjoying the show. So I just want to thank them for listening to us today.
Hey, Goonies never die, man.
That's right. Goonies never say die. That's right.
Did I get that right? I have the right small Oregon town that Spielberg based.
Yep. Yep, that is my dad's hometown, and they have a little tour up there that you can go on, and you can look at the school, the Goonie house, the kindergarten complex.
The house is restricted. I've read that the house is restricted now because the neighbors don't care for the traffic. So I've heard that, but that's a great thing. You know, folks, if you ever go out on YouTube and watch Everything Wrong with Goonies, and they point out all the continuity flubs, and it's great. It's hilarious. But we're going to talk about sports. We're a sports variety program. Jeff Rich, Mike Wilson, you could call in 1-800-878-7529 are the digits, and we'll be right back, everyone. This is Dorf on Sports, and you're listening to the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists.
iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hey, I remember this bug. Ex-boxer, his real name was Joey Chicago.
Oh, yeah, he fought under the name of Kid Minneapolis.
Hey, I saw Kid Minneapolis fight once in Cincinnati.
No, you're thinking of Kid New York. He fought out of Philly.
He was killed in the ring in Houston by Tex Colorado. You know, the Arizona assassin.
Yeah, from Dakota. I don't remember if it was north or south.
North. South Dakota was his brother from West Virginia.
You sure know your boxing?
Well, all I know is never bet on the white guy.
What the hell's going on out here?
Hilarious stuff from the police squad. Lieutenant Frank Drebin. You had Nordberg, O.J. Simpson, you had George Kennedy. They made the Naked Gun movies. Good stuff. But boxing is on the forefront. You know, this is a good time for boxing. I think that May, the month of May was when we got Pacquiao and Mayweather after all of those years. I think that was last year or 2 years ago now. We had Klitschko. We had a heavyweight fight not too long ago. We've got some UFC coming up with the kid from Northeast Ohio, Stipe Miocic. And we had a fight last night between Canelo Alvarez and Chavez there. So Mike Wilson actually got to check out some of the fight, not the traditional, you know, full-length fight. It goes to a decision, but you saw some of it. So what did you see in some of the fight on Saturday night?
What I saw was domination by Canelo. Now I knew that Chavez had a, you know, he's kind of a brick house, like you said earlier, but Canelo could just do whatever he wanted. He could get his jab. He was splitting. He was taking jabs or putting jabs right on the money on Chavez's face and forehead. Anytime he wanted, he could get a hook in. He'd get in close. He'd throw that uppercut. And it was almost a boxing clinic for 12 rounds. And one, impressed that Chavez could stay up, but two, just really, really impressed with how Canelo just dissected his opponent last night.
All right, I didn't get much time to talk to you about it, but Triple G, Gennady Golovkin, next on the forefront for what Canelo. I mean, he's this Mexican folk here. I went back to we went over to the great state of Texas. In the April of, I want to say it was 2013, you know, checked out some baseball, but we wanted to go to Houston Astros game, a Texas Rangers game. Happened my Indians were in Houston playing the Astros, and we decided to add San Antonio to the triangle just to see an extra city on the trip, you know, not just spend all our time at baseball stadiums. And we go down there, and the Canelo Alvarez is fighting at the Alamo Dome that night. And I looked at tickets, and the nosebleed seats at the Alamo Dome were like $15. I've been to Alamo Bowl football game, so I know how high those seats are up, and we decided to be to take a pass on going to this fight. But there was no hotel rooms. I mean, like half of northern Mexico was in San Antonio that weekend, and you were looking at paying $600 a night to stay at the Super 8 down the road from the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. So this guy he brings the crowd, he brings the popularity. I think the Triple G has a similar, perhaps not as, I don't think viral is the right term, but almost like a cult following. I don't think the Triple G carries that with him, but I think that it'd be very good for boxing to announce this fight and have as much hype time, have as many Showtime, HBO behind the scenes look at this fight as we count down to it. And I think it'll be the best fight that we've had since Tyson fought Lennox Lewis, you know, obviously way past Tyson's prime.
Prime, yeah. No, and here's what I liked about it at the end of the fight last night. They announced, you know, Canelo is the winner, but here's Triple G. They bring Triple G out of the locker room. He's dressed all nice suit and just looking, you know, how he is. And they bring him in the ring, and they talk to both fighters. And pretty much right there, Jeff, they agreed the fight's on. The fight is absolutely on September 16th. I'm assuming this is going to be in Vegas, but this is going to be a war because both these guys have knockout power. They are technically very, very sound, and it's going to bring a lot of interest. I've already seen some trash talking, you know, on Facebook and Twitter between the Triple G camp, people who follow Triple G and like Triple G, and the Canelo fans out there just going, okay, you can't fake it anymore, Triple G, or you can't do this anymore, you can't duck him anymore, Canelo. So, you know, we're 4 months out from September, and the publicity for the fight's only going to get huge as we go along. Now, I will say, if you missed the Klitschko fight from last week, where he just got pulverized by this Brit, it's one of the best heavyweight fights I've ever seen. So if you didn't catch that, go on YouTube or something and watch it. It was just 11 rounds of just pounding heavyweight boxing.
We don't really get the knockouts as much at the highest level anymore, do we?
No, we don't. And I can't.
We just don't have a knockout fighter right now. I think it's a little lack of talent there more so than the, you know, perhaps it's the parody to the sport. It's really interesting. And I was, you know, you said Vegas, and, you know, as glitzy and as glamorous as Vegas is, it dawned on me that it's almost cliche. It's almost like old hat to have these fights in Vegas. Obviously, they do it because it's very successful. It helps the action on it. It helps the purse, quite obviously. But I was thinking, you know, maybe a bigger venue than an MGM or a Mandalay Bay. You know, maybe you fight this thing at the Jerry Dome and try to get 140,000 people, you know, if you include who you can put on the field for something like that. You know, there'd be people that are just watching it on that giant TV. Have you ever been there, by the way, to the Jerry Dome?
No. One, I hate the Cowboys. Two, but I would want to go just to say that I've been there, type of deal.
We took a tour. We wouldn't actually watch the Cowboys play. I don't think that there's any, you know, to taking football road trips. You know, it's cool to say that you saw your team playing in these various cities, but, like, you know, whereas baseball's got different dimensions to their ballpark, I like taking ballpark tours. But we took a tour of the Jerry Dome on that same trip, in fact, when we were in Texas. And, you know, for like $17, they gave us a self-guided tour where we didn't get to go up in the press box, but we were on the field. I actually went to the gift shop, bought a Dallas Cowboys football so that we could throw touchdown passes and kick field goals on the field there. And we were down there for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. So it was a great time. I feel like I've been one with the, AT&T Stadium, or, you know, as it's more known in the vernacular as the Jerry Dome. But, you know, we've laid on the field turf there. We've you know, we've had a blast. We've appreciated the size of it. When you look out on, you know, into the crowd, just how many seats that they can put in into an indoor stadium. You know, Ohio State and Michigan both have very impressive stadiums, but at the end of the day, and the Rose Bowl as well. But at the end of the day, you know, this is just this thing where you could do literally everything. You play hockey in it. You can play football, soccer, baseball, whatever you want to do with this stadium, you could do. And it'd be interesting to have a heavyweight fight. Of course, the Texas Boxing Commission is probably nowhere near what the Nevada Boxing Commission is, just because of all the professional fights that they've hosted. But I think that it would be interesting. And I think that maybe these casinos are going to lose it on that sentiment. They might lose these fights to T-Mobile Arena and to the new Raider Stadium being built.
Oh yeah, because I believe last night's fight, the Canelo fight, was at T-Mobile Arena there in Vegas, and that is a great stadium. I mean, I was there for the Pac-12 men's basketball tournament, and that's a sweet place to be for an athletic event. So, but you're onto something there. I mean, that would be a great idea at Jerry World to put that Canelo Triple G fight there. The money would just, I would think the money would just be insane. That they could sell. I mean, they would sell that place out in a heartbeat because, you know, half of Mexico probably would be there rooting on Canelo for that fight.
Absolutely. You know, it's not that, you know, it's about 4 hours up the road from San Antonio, where they packed a much smaller venue in the Alamo Dome. So, I, you know, and I'm always curious if they're going to take it. You know, I mean, Tyson famously went down in Tokyo, you know, the Thriller in Manila, yeah, you know, they could fight, you know, they could have this fight in Johannesburg. You know, they have the World Cup stadiums in Johannesburg, you know, where they could play, you know, where they could have a fight in South Africa and go get that audience. But I think that it makes the most sense to keep it in the Western Hemisphere, to really keep it in North America, and specifically these United States of America. All right, we're coming up against it. Jeff Rich, Mike Wilson, Dorf on Sports. You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Keep it close, everyone. We'll be right back.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory eight count, and Foreman is as poised as can be!
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. Jeff Rich filling in for Andy Dorf. Mike Wilson by my side. We've talked horse racing. We've talked boxing. We're going to get into baseball a little bit next segment with Joseph Koblitz from BurningRiverBaseball.com and the Dorf on Sports radio team. And, you know, we had a game on Saturday night between the Golden State Warriors and the Utah Jazz where it looked like something might give in that series. Like the home team on the on the back end of the first four might hold serve there for a moment at home. And then Golden State was reminded that they're Golden State. Utah was reminded that they're Utah. I think Quinn Snyder even remembered that he was that Quinn Snyder that disappeared since he left Missouri.
Yeah, very true. And I know we talked about it a little bit earlier. But it just seemed to me like after just a matter of time, it was going to take a little while because they were on Golden State was on the road that they would figure it out because they are clearly the superior team to Utah in this series. I mean, this series to me is a snoozer. Like I pay, you know, in the first couple of games, I didn't pay it really any attention because I'm just sitting there going, this thing's over before it started with this series. So, you know, I think, you know, they close it out, they sweep. And I just think, and everybody knows that I'm a Celtic guy and, you know, I ride or die with Boston, but right now I really think it's Cleveland and Golden State just on a collision course with each other.
I think that's true. I think they've taken a little page out of Cleveland's playbook. You don't have to blow, you know, you don't have to beat everybody by 30. I think that they, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into what happened in June of 2016. So whether it's fixing it, you know, supplementing the solution, obviously adding Durant and, you know, you bring Pachulia in and JaVale McGee made some big blocks down the stretch there as Utah was trying to claw their way back into it. When I looked at it and I look at a 5-point lead for Golden State with 6 minutes to go, you say, all right, game over, you know, lights out. Golden State's going to go on a little run here, and that's what they've done in every game in this series. You know, there's been games where garbage time has eaten the lead back up, and the Utah Jazz have been able to get back into it, similar to what we saw with Portland in the opening round series. But this is a pretty remarkable start for our two contenders. I think Boston was just on the unfortunate side of receiving a very good four seed. You know, coming out of that 4-5 matchup in the Washington Wizards.
Yeah, no, I mean, a lot of people like to kind of poo-poo Washington a little bit, but they're a quality squad. I mean, they're big. The thing that concerns me with Boston is that they're not as big as Washington. They may be a little bit more physical, a little bit, but the size, you can't coach size, and that's always going to be a concern with Boston. Golden State, yeah, I mean, like you said, and I absolutely agree with what you said, Jeff, about they're realizing they don't have to blow everybody out by 40.
They can win 3-minute games.
They can win 3-minute games. And, you know, LeBron's like, as long as we keep winning, we're good. You know, it doesn't matter. I've heard him say, if we win by one, okay, we still win. If we win by 10, great. And I think Golden State has figured that out as well.
Well, it will be interesting if we do get a LeBron-Durant finals for the second time. But, you know, Durant was so young in 2012, that it's really hard to put him in the same context. It's interesting that we are seeing these star players. We didn't see it with Kobe Bryant, but, you know, seeing Kevin Durant in this different jersey, he is no longer the scrawny kid that was just a phenom at Texas to me. He's not the scrawny kid that had to defer to Russell a little bit and to Harden and to Reggie Jackson a little bit in Oklahoma City. He doesn't seem like he has problems with that. And when he needs to take over, he's taking over. And, you know, now it really looks like this. Not that the jury was really ever out on it, but this, this Durant signing is kind of working out for the Golden State Warriors.
It's working out beautifully. And I think Durant is very comfortable in Golden State. He realizes he doesn't necessarily have to be the guy because there's two or three other guys that could be the guy on any given night. And I don't think he minds deferring to Curry or Thompson or Dre on any given night because he knows that the ball is going to come to him. I think in Golden State, he got tired of Mr. Triple Double, Mr. Ball Hog out there taking crazy shots and not working the ball around like Golden State works the ball around based upon their offense.
All right, nothing to see there with Cavs or Raptors. LeBron James is great. We all know that. These guys are hitting their shots. And this isn't last year. This isn't Toronto making a run to the Eastern Conference Finals and actually having the series tied at 2 at one point with the Cavaliers. This is a completely different team. So I'll just ask you a hypothetical question. If the Cavaliers could find a way to get Paul George on that roster, even if it means removing Kevin Love from it, is that a move that they pursue or they should pursue, for that matter?
Keep Love. He does little things. He dies on the floor. He gets you rebounds. He can defend all right, but I don't know if George, I don't know if PG works with them, with Cleveland and what they want to do. I would keep Love.
I mean, I think it's a better second option at the wing than Richard Jefferson and, you know, Sean Marion have been, but I think that's a complicated move. And, you know, I think that Love should be there for the long haul. You know, he Cleveland gambled on him. He signed the long-term deal with them. They should respect that. The Spurs and the Rockets, where do you see this series going?
You know what? Dorf and I talked about this the other day, and I was like, you know, when Parker went down with that, is it a quad injury? He tore his quad, right? It wasn't a knee. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. I was like, okay, this is Houston series. Like, Houston should win this because of what Parker brings to the floor for the Spurs. But now we're getting to see Kawhi and how he runs the show. You know, he's running that point, that point forward position, and he's dishing the ball. He has the ball in his hands. He has control of the game more so now than when Parker's there. So, you know, that win the other day for the Spurs was great. I mean, that was impressive for me. I mean, I'm a big Kawhi guy. I mean, I like Kawhi and what he brings to with his all-around game. So right now, this is anybody's series to me.
I mean, is this kind of like the passing of the torch from, from Robinson to Duncan and, you know, from Duncan to Kawhi and LMA there?
I believe so. Now, would you trade Love for Kawhi?
In a heartbeat. Okay. In a heartbeat. You put LeBron and Kawhi on the floor. You have, and add Kyrie Irving to the mix. As long as you have somebody that can protect the rim and give you help on the defensive side of the floor. And Kawhi plays great defense too. So, you know, I think that that's a solution all around. Let me ask you this, because I think that we all agree the first name out of your mouth when you talk about the NBA should be LeBron James. Probably Durant too. Would you go Kawhi over one of Durant's Golden State teammates as the third best player in the league right now?
I would. Oh, absolutely.
And where would you put IT in that mix? I'm not talking about the MVP. I'm talking about just the best player.
Just the best player. Let's see. Can I go in order? Can I okay.
You can start at the top.
All right. I would probably number five right now. I'd probably put IT. Four, I would go Harden. Three, Kawhi. Two, Durant. And number one is Mr. James.
I think that that's a there's almost a, some type of consensus to that list. I think that IT might be a hard sell on people that just haven't watched a lot of the Celtics and give Brad Stevens a lot of credit for their success. He needs Horford. You know, I mean, he needs a supporting cast. They're going to hold off Washington. I think that they're going to take a couple games with Cleveland. I think that that series goes probably six.
I believe so. It's either six or seven to me, but I think Cleveland comes out ahead. Just the experience that LeBron has and the rest of that crew have in Cleveland, this is going to be too much for Boston.
Okay. You know, we had Seth Everett on our radio program a couple weeks ago who said that he doesn't – or actually, no, it was Kelly Scaletta from Bleacher Report who we've had on, who doesn't believe that the Golden State Warriors are going to lose a game these playoffs. I certainly think that one of the, you know, the whoever comes out of the Rockets Spurs is probably going to take at least a game. I just don't see that being a sweep. And I don't know that I would necessarily pick Cleveland to win gun to my head in a finals with Golden State. But I think that that's a five or six game series at the very least anyway. And I really think that there's a good chance that those two go seven. As long as they both do their job and get there, I think that Cleveland's got more worry with Boston than the Golden State Warriors do with one of those Texas teams. But at the end of the day, I think that those are the two, and it's good that they play on opposite sides of the country because they can meet in the finals for the next 4 or 5 years, and the rest of the NBA is going to start getting really boring and really flipped off really quickly.
Well, it's this generation's L.A. Boston from the 80s. You know, that's what it's going to turn into. And I, you know what? I like it. I like the rivalry, and if other people get, you know, get sick of it, then you know they get sick of it, but you know the ratings will be through the roof, and so there you go.
I am furious we never got Kobe LeBron in the finals, Lakers Cavs. I think that's one thing that we were denied as sports fan. Like Chris Berman famously puts out there that he never got his San Francisco Buffalo Super Bowl. We didn't get that Kobe LeBron finals, but Durant and LeBron is good for the present time. Hey everybody, we gotta take a break. You're listening to Jeff Rich, Mike Wilson, Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Radio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Calling all motorheads. It's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
And a two! And a three!
All right, definitely not Harry Carey. I believe that was the Ace Ventura pet detective, better known as Jim Carrey, who kind of became a serious actor later in his career. But we are going to talk some Major League Baseball here in a moment. We're going to hook up with Joseph Koblitz, BurningRiverBaseball.com. He's part of the Dorf on Sports Radio team. He's got an article up on Dorf on Sports Radio about our hometown Diamondbacks. Seem to be coming down to earth a little bit, but because we got that terrible Harry Carey impression from Jim Carrey, let's start it off with the Cubs. First of all, welcome to the program, Joe.
Howdy.
All right, so are we, the Cubs seem like they haven't faltered. You know, they are the defending champions or whatever you want to call them. The Cubs are playing some American League East teams and not quite dominating as much with the Yankees and the Red Sox.
Well, the Yankees are crazy good this year, and I think that may be more legitimate than most people gave them credit for preseason. They've got a lot of really young, really good players. The trades they've made, which haven't really affected the team yet, but will soon, were all extremely smart the last year or so. And they're moving in the right direction. So to lose to the Yankees, a couple games, and they play them again today, is not that big of a deal. And, of course, the Red Sox are supposed to be the best team in the AL.
So is that American League East, the best division in the American League, if not all of baseball?
It's easily the best in the American League. The National League is hard to tell right now because the West looks really good, actually.
That's interesting, and that should get back to our hometown Diamondbacks here. Up in Colorado, finishing up a road trip, trying to salvage a series win. Last Sunday, they did not have that opportunity as they went into it, just trying to salvage a win at all and avoid the sweep. So first place Rockies actually look like they kind of belong in first place at this point. Mike, throw something to Joe.
Yeah, well, what's the D-backs' weakness? Like, what are they going to have to address maybe towards the trade deadline, that kind of thing?
Well, obviously the bullpen isn't great. You can get away with having a bad closer. Obviously, I've followed the Indians more than any other team. And years ago, in 2007, they had Joe Borowski as the closer. He may have been the worst closer to save 40 games in a season in baseball history. And you can get away with it. It's just not a smart thing to do. And that's an easier fix, I think. The closer or relievers on whole are more expensive than they used to be. But they've got a decent rotation. They've got average defense, and they've got an above-average lineup. So if you want to improve that team, I think that's where you really have to focus.
Yeah, you can blame that value of relief pitchers on those sabermetric pigs, you know, starting with Billy Beade and Paul DePodesta in Oakland. And, you know, analytics have ruined the game if you listen to people. But baseball's a very smart game. Let's take it over to the Cleveland Indians, a favorite of mine and a team of great interest to you as well. They just don't seem like they are locked in just yet. Would that be an accurate way to put this team? And I think that the rotation, once you get past the top three, is really shallow and really concerning.
Yeah, I think most teams, after you get past the top three in the rotation, are pretty shallow. We'll see. They have Mike Clevenger starting today. If he pitches well today, I hope that he would be put in the top five within the next month. The biggest problem right now is what they've faced yesterday against Kansas City is left-handed pitching. They cannot hit left-handed pitching. It's been a problem for a decade. They've always talked about the right-handed power bat. They have Edwin Encarnacion now. They still can't hit left-handed pitching. They didn't win the game last night until Joaquin Soria came in late. So they've got to do something with that. Maybe it's just a couple guys like Encarnacion and Brandon Guy are coming around. Maybe they'll actually have to make a move.
You know, I talk about the analytics, and, you know, we've kind of devalued the slash statistics, at least the batting average aspect has been replaced so that we could appreciate the walks, we can appreciate the extra base hits a little bit more. I mean, is that the trend that we're going to see is guys like Carlos Santana that are going to hit 220, 230, they're going to go into huge slumps, but they're going to hit four home runs and get their OPS back up? Is that the trend that Major League Baseball, you know, seems to be going?
Well, I think you need all types. I mean, you need a bunch of different types of players.
If you have
a hit is worth more than a walk. It is not equal because if you have a runner on first and you get a hit to right field, you can move him to third. You know, if you have a runner on second, you're going to score him, whereas a walk, you're not going to run. So we know that a hit, even a single, is worth more than a walk in general. And I think you need guys like on the top of the lineup who get base hits regularly. And then you need guys who just swing for the fences. You know, it's a mix. If you have all of one thing, then you're not going to be as successful as if you have everything that you know, all the different pieces put together.
Who or what team has been the most surprising, and who or what team's been the most kind of disappointing so far?
The Diamondbacks, honestly, and the Rockies have to be the most surprising team. I think even though most of the divisions are pretty tight, right now they're pretty much where we expected them to be, with the exception of maybe Boston in the East. But the Rockies and Diamondbacks, nobody thought they were. It was supposed to be the Giants. And so I guess you want a disappointing team, you'd stay in that division.
So you're going to say the Giants are the most disappointing?
Yeah, they have to be, right? They're 11-20.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Where's Toronto right now? Well, the Blue Jays sit at 10-20, so they're firmly at the bottom of the National League after being two wins away from the World Series or three wins away from the World Series a year ago. I'm sorry, I got my Toronto basketball and my Toronto baseball screwed up as far as being eliminated from the playoffs by Cleveland sports teams.
But it's similar.
It is very similar. And, you know, I love that stretch where the Indians were playing Atlanta, Toronto. Actually, they were playing the Eastern Conference opponents. They weren't playing the A's that week. But I love the parallels in the schedule. I think it was Detroit, Atlanta, Toronto. And the Indians, I think, did sweep all of them. That was like on their 14-game winning streak a year ago.
Yeah, that happened there. I mean, there's a lot of bad blood between those two teams. I just think the Blue Jays were an older team that was getting older and coming down, whereas the Indians are a young team that's getting older and still going up. And when you lose Encarnacion, like that was a big guy to get back. Jose Bautista was almost like the second prize.
Well, you mentioned bad blood. You know, let's take it over the baseball landscape, at least the conversation as it pertains to talk radio. Boston and Baltimore, what's your take on that whole situation? How did it start, and when will it end?
I don't know. I can't believe there were no suspensions when they threw behind Machado. I'll say that. And they're completely right, the guys who are complaining that you can't suspend a pitcher 6 days or what, 6 or 7 days because he hits a guy. You have to suspend him more than that if you want the suspension to mean anything, because they're getting five days off.
That money means a lot more, though. I mean, you know, you're still, you know, you don't get a prorated, you know, suspension cut because you're a pitcher, and yeah, you only get punished if you actually, you know, the punitive action only affects you if you go out 10 days. But I think it's an interesting thing. But you know, those guys lose a lot more money on those suspensions because you have to keep them off the field or not out of their spots in the rotation to ultimately hurt the team. Go ahead, Mike.
What is the crux of the Cubs problems? Like they, like you said, they're not dominating like they did obviously last year, and it is hard to repeat what you did the previous year. But what seems, in your opinion, to be their issue?
Honestly, I haven't really watched them a whole lot this year, so I can't get too in deep on the Cubs. The offense is a little less and less compared to last season. That's got to be a major issue.
So, you know, are they going to have, they're not going to make a trade or anything like that. Are they just going to try and stay the course?
I'd assume so. And that division is really weak in general. The Pirates aren't playing well. The Reds are not going to stay above 500 for the entire season. The Brewers are, you know, like running off of that incredible Eric Thames start. So eventually everyone else is going to come down, and I think you're going to see the Cubs just stay where they are right now, you know, stay on the top of the division. They might not win 110, but they'll win the division.
Win the division, okay.
The Astros in the wild card game a couple of years ago, missed the playoffs last year, seemed to have everything clicking in 2017. Dallas Keuchel looks like he's the ace that they need him to be if they're going to be a competitive team. They're very young. They have a lot of guys that came with a lot of fanfare into the league, whether it was by international signing or the draft, mostly the draft, actually. These Houston Astros, I mean, could you see them playing in the ALCS and perhaps the World Series this year?
Absolutely. And I think they're not as one-dimensional as they are perceived to be sometimes.
Where does that come from, and how is that view? What is their one dimension in the narrative?
Well, it was like they were a two true outcome team, which when they're on offense, they either hit a home run or they strike out. And I mean, that's just building for the past few years. They have guys like George Springer, or whatever, that do that, and even Correa is, you know, he's a power hitting shortstop who strikes out a lot. They're adding these young guys. A lot of them are in that mold, but they also have Altuve, who is the best base hit machine since Ichiro. He's still there, but
that's exactly what I was saying. You know, as soon as you brought up Altuve, I was like, you know, he gives you what Ichiro gave Seattle, you know, for those first, you know, 8 or 9 years of his career in the United States anyway. So, hey, let me just ask you a general question. I know that you love the subject of lineup construction, how random and variable it could be, but you got your best hitter, you know, traditionally bats fourth with the theory that your first three guys get on, or, you know, two of your three guys get on and he hits a double or a home run and you get the most benefit out of him. But, you know, I've seen Paul Goldschmidt batting third for the Diamondbacks for years. Is it more important to get him that extra at bat to guarantee that he comes to the plate in the first inning of that game when you're talking about your best hitter or your best power hitter anyway?
Yeah, I think this has been established for a while, but the best hitter should always hit three in any lineup. You need to get him those extra at-bats. There's almost never a situation where in the first inning, the first three guys get on and they're all on base for your fourth hitter. I can't remember a time ever seeing that happen in a game. Like, just sticking out in my head where the first three guys all walked or got singles and then the fourth guy hit a home run. It just doesn't happen. So you can't prepare your lineup hoping that maybe that'll someday happen. You have to get them the extra at-bats. And there's a significant difference in at-bats when you're considering a full-length season between the three and four spot.
Why wouldn't I do what Terry Francona does, you know, with Santana in the leadoff spot and put my best bat up there so that you know, as long as the batting order turns over at 9 and then 18 and then 27, that guy is guaranteed to get more at-bats from that position than anybody on your roster or, you know, anybody else in that starting nine. So why not have him bat first to guarantee that he gets the maximum amount of at-bats? I would do that if I was Brad Auspice with Miguel Cabrera.
No, because you want to take advantage of the power still. When you're batting third, at least there's, you put your highest on-base percentage guys first, which for the Indians is Carlos Santana, but Santana is nowhere near their best hitter. Jose Ramirez is a better hitter. Francisco Lindor is a better hitter. Those guys hit down further in the lineup. But Lindor hits second. But they hit down behind Santana to knock him in. Essentially,
all right.
They seem
Joe Koblitz,
20 home runs.
Joe Koblitz, Burning River Baseball, thanks for taking time out of your weekend to talk to us here on Dorf on Sports. We got one final segment coming up. Keep it close, everyone. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich and Mike Wilson, and you are listening to the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
All righty, welcome back, everyone. Final segment, Dorf on Sports. Jeff Rich filling in for the Dorf Band. I've got Mike Wilson by my side. And, Mike, it is party shot time, but I want you to answer one question before you do deliver your final shot, and that is, when is the next horse race you're going to watch?
the next horse race I'm going to watch is when you and the Dorfman and I are out in the Kentucky Derby in 2018.
He's going to skip the Preakness and the Belmont. And really quick, in about 10 seconds, give us a parting shot.
Hey, number one college baseball team in the country is Oregon State, 37-4, had a huge series clinching win last night against Cal. Go Beavs.
All right. And for me, it's just going to be about the show. DorfOnSportsRadio.com, DorfShow.co. That gets you to our website. We have all of our show archives up there. Follow us on Facebook, Facebook.com/DorfOnSports, and at Twitter and Instagram at DorfOnline. So for Joe Koblitz, for Mike Wilson, for our man Scott behind the glass, I am Jeff Rich. The Dorfman will be back next week. Enjoy the week, everybody. Peace.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.